Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadam Hilchas Shabbos, Kal Aleph, Simen Daled. We're talking about the amount of dough one has to create to be obligated in the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. We mentioned yesterday the opinion of the Chazon Ish, the amount one needs, basically 5 pounds to separate with a bracha, and 2.5 pounds, slightly over 2.5 pounds, to separate Challah without a bracha. The other famous calculation of shiurim, of measurements which are necessary for mitzvahs, etc., was the opinion of a person named Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe. He was coming to defend the Minhag Yerushalayim, that they had a shiurim which were, they had measurements which were smaller than the ones the Chazon Ish was suggesting. And he wrote a very scholarly work to prove his points. And of course, there was a response and a counter-response, etc. His calculations, in some ways, are larger and smaller than the opinion of the Chazon Ish. So he says that for one to be obligated to take challah with a bracha, one has to use 3 pounds and 11 ounces, 3 pounds and 11 ounces of flour to make a dough, and that dough is going to be now large enough that one is obligated to take off challah with a bracha. When it comes to the small amounts that take off challah without a bracha, he disagrees with the narrative. There's this significant change between how to calculate the various different opinions of the shiurim, and he says that the amount which one is obligated to take off challah without a bracha is 3 pounds and 9 ounces, so a difference of 2 ounces, basically. But he does say that a person who is generally is very careful of mitzvahs will separate from a dough which is 2 pounds and 11 ounces, which is basically the same size as the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The difference is about 1 ounce. So those are the two opinions. Where do we stand on this? So interestingly enough, we should say the following. Mishabura says, when he discusses this issue of how to calculate the various different ways of calculating the responsibility to take off challah and other mitzvahs, etc., he says when you're dealing with a mitzvah on the Torah level, one should be careful and follow the larger calculation. When dealing with mitzvahs which are rabbinic, one should follow the smaller calculation. One can follow the smaller calculation and even make a bracha based on that. The act of taking off challah outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in the times of when Klai Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, was only rabbinic. In Eretz Yisrael, it was a Torah obligation. The status of taking off challah in Eretz Yisrael nowadays is a subject of debate, whether it is rabbinic or something which is obligated on a Torah level, midoraisa. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is, it's clearly rabbinic no matter what, so according to the Mishabura, one could go with the smaller size and take it off with a bracha. That which should be seem to be the standard answer that we should give. However, the standard amongst poskim is to follow the opinion of the Chazon Ish in this regard, and to say that one reaches a dough which is 2 pounds and 10.5 ounces, one takes off challah without a bracha. And once a person has made a dough with 5 pounds of flour, then one takes off challah with a bracha. That is the pretty standard way of doing it. The Sephardic opinion, however, follows the opinion of the Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, and they separate challah with a bracha on 3 pounds and 11 ounces of flour, and without a bracha, the smaller amount, 3 pounds and 9 ounces. So with this, we've touched on these points over here. Obviously, the background for why this is so, it's much more complicated, and we do not want to get involved in that, because that would really be cutting off onto a tangent. So therefore, in the upcoming shiur, we will continue on to the next simon, and have a good day.